We create bootcamps and educational formats to educate younger generation of journalists to become science journalists, or at least cover science more professionally.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EVN Disrupt podcast. Our guest today was Lilit Markaryan, the operations manager of Gitush. We spoke about the work Gitush has done over the last 3 years in promoting and improving the state of science in the country, national research and innovation systems, and their new upcoming initiative, Science Week. Thank you for listening. Lilit, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Najda. It's always a pleasure seeing and talking to you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you for being here. Almost exactly 2 years ago, we had Tikran from Gitush, an active member of Gitush, on the podcast. At the time, Gitush was a little over a year old. Fast forward now, you guys have been around for more than 3 years. Tell us what Gitush has been up to over these last 2 years and what you've accomplished in your first 3 years of operations.
Let's start from the beginning. As you might know, the work that Gitush does can be divided into two directions: R&D policy making and science popularization. From the R&D policy making, science policy making perspective, the overall goal and vision of Gitush to empower Armenia for all science and technology. What does it mean? Well, we aim to facilitate and help develop such national research innovation system that, and this is the most important part, aligns with the needs and aspirations that Armenia has. A system that will be able to help tackle challenges that we face as a nation and as a country. This is from the policy-making perspective. From the science popularization perspective, well, the title speaks for itself. We do science popularization. What does it mean? We advocate and work with the media to cover science more frequently in a more professional way. We create boot camps and educational formats to educate younger generation of journalists to become science journalists, or at least cover science more professional way. Within this scope of work, I guess I can say that we have been quite successful. The state budget for R&D or science has been increased and will continue to increase for years to come. From science popularization perspectives, as you might have noticed, there are more media covering science more frequently. There are younger generation of journalists that are interested of becoming science journalists. But I think that we need to stay adequate and honest within our vision and mandate. We are far, far away from having national research innovation system that aligns with our needs and goals. And we are far, far away from having the right number of journalists that cover science in a more professional way. And we have a lot of work to do within this agenda. Mm-hmm.
But if you were to look at it 3 years ago, you would evaluate it as a positive improvement.
Yes, definitely. I will evaluate it at a positive thing in the concept that we can say that science agenda has become one of the key priorities within the government agenda. That's, I guess, a good thing. There are quite good grants aimed at bringing international scientists and scientists from diaspora to work in Armenia, meaning relocate to Armenia, or to create remote laboratories and empower our local scientists to conduct science in a more international way.
Those grant programs that were announced in, I believe, the summer of 2022.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So the first inception of those grants has already proceeded. What has been the result? Can you share with us a little bit about that?
I guess I'm not the right person to talk about results. I know that they opened the grants and there have been a lot of scientists that received that grant from diaspora. The amount, it's not efficient yet. It's like small amount of people, 10, or don't know, 20 people, not relocating, but working remotely. But I think we are have been talking about this recently, almost 150 people engage in this grant, meaning that students, have master degree, PhD students, local PIs and international scientists working together in different scientific directions.
I want to speak a little bit about the science popularization aspect of the work that you guys do. I'm curious about what angle that you see its importance from. So one way that you could say it is, it's important to popularize science amongst society so that they advocate for their elected officials to take science more seriously and to increase funding for science and to have more robust scientific ecosystems. Other angles could be to encourage more people to enter the scientific field, become scientists themselves, etc. Why is science population in and of itself amongst the greater society an important goal to achieve?
That's a great question, Nozdechan. See, science and R&D, it's a main tool to achieve sustainable development or tackle various problems that society or country has, including economic problem, including social problems, security, and etc. In order to have the right amount of people that are eager to become scientists, that will choose science as a career, it's a very important goal from the country perspective. And in order to achieve this goal, we need to have science as an appealing endeavor within our country. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean. This is one perspective. Other perspective is, in order to have this robust national research innovation system, you need, as a country, to have goal that we are going to invest a lot of money in science in order to create this system and work in improvement and its sustainable development. That people that live in Armenia should understand that it is okay that country chooses to invest in science, and it is the way to go if they want to have prosper lives, have security, and etc. This is one perspective. And if we are talking about media perspective, when media chooses to cover different topics, they invite so-called professionals and experts. We need to explain to the media when, in order to say that this person or other person is expert, we need to see what background that person has. Is it scientific background? Is he adequate to talk about various topics, including politics, economics, or social issues, etc.? From this perspective, we encourage and advocate media to invite people that have scientific background, proven track record, where that we are adequate and right person to talk about that.
Including in social sciences.
Including, yeah. And most importantly, social sciences.
Sometimes it's lost when we talk about
science. Social science is kind of our bottleneck, right, in Armenia.
Yeah. And the second point that you made, that it's important to have society understand that increasing funding for science and things of that nature is something positive. Do you think that also makes the government's job easier?
For sure. Our expertise for past 3 years showed that if we have the right amount of people interested in science and agenda within a society, that will trigger the government to invest in science.
In preparation for our talk, I reread the article you published on EVN Report last fall. And I'd love for you to tell our listeners what a national research innovation system is.
National Research Innovation System, it's a term that other countries use to show what kind of component they need to develop in order to have more robust scientific and research system. When we are talking about National Research Innovation System, we need to understand that within the system there are many stakeholders and bodies that need to be included in the policy making, including the government, policy making body, universities, national research institutions, and the industry. The problem within Armenian National Research Innovation System is that all these bodies that I mentioned are not collaborating in a proper way. They are not enough developed grants and other processes or legal framework to enable the system to work properly. Mm-hmm. That's the point. And in order to achieve our goal and have the system that will address our needs and challenges, we need to address problem within the system in a more holistic way, saying to understand what kind of problem in a holistic way we have within the legal framework within the National Research Innovation System, or to talk about what kind of formats, grants, or other framework needs to be developed in order to facilitate the collaboration within the academia and the public sector, including the industry. The system in Armenia doesn't work properly in order to see what how science can help us to achieve our needs. In order to have adequate amount of products and other services coming from science to industry, we need to build and address the challenges that our system has.
So the idea is to ensure that all the key players within the system are not working independently of one another. And when an important policy is made, each player is represented in some way and their needs and concerns are addressed along the way. And they're involved.
Exactly,
in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
To make it all more efficient.
More efficient and more working. So we need to understand and answer what we need from science, from R&D, what kind of challenges we have, and how we can build this national research innovation system to address them. Huh? We can do it like in a more small ways, meaning that we address and resolve small issue within the system and expect that the whole system will work properly. We need a more holistic approach to that, to see all the problems within the system and address them in a more institutionalized and holistic way.
The question you mentioned earlier of what do we need from science, in a practical way, how is that question actually posed? Like, how does that question actually manifest itself?
You know that Armenia has this quite developed technological high-tech ecosystem. We call it IT. Let's say that our government wants our IT system be more efficient, work on more difficult challenges, try to resolve more complex issues, be more high-tech. In order to achieve this goal, you need to create the right and working connection within the scientific community, within the R&D community, and within the tech community. If you want to, your R&D to resolve more challenging and complex problem or give more good products or other services, yes, that can compete in a international level. If you want to achieve this, you have your National Research Innovation System and you see what problem they have and opportunities. So maybe if I create this kind of grant or this kind of legal framework or initiate this kind of incentive, I can enable the collaboration within the scientific groups and within the companies working in Armenia in order to facilitate more complex high-tech startups or other companies working with different formats?
So the government or maybe the entire system sees what is possible and what opportunities there are to take advantage of with what we already have.
And then build other opportunities and resources that we do not have in Armenia.
Let's get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But on the first part, so you build grant programs and other ways to incentivize that activity to happen further. That's the way that a specific direction is moved forward.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And the directions are chosen on this first half by what opportunities there already are?
I was speaking hypothetically. I'm not saying that the government, yes, government says that high tech is my priority, but in a more tangible way, practically, we see some step towards that, but we don't see more developed strategy towards becoming more high tech country.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the other half of it, things that might be important for the country, but the opportunities are not there yet because maybe the talent is not there, the infrastructure is not there, etc. How does incentivizing that branch differ from the existing one? I imagine it's much harder.
Yes, but if you have this target you envision as a country for years, but in order to achieve this goal as a country, you need the right amount of talents working in physics, AI, and other directions, and you need to increase that amount or make it more, let's say, advanced. You need to create kind of projects on the grind and incentivized strong scientists with a really deep scientific background to move to Armenia and work from here, giving them the right amount grant, creating the right ecosystem and working culture to stay in Armenia.
And there needs to almost be like an importing of knowledge from
one doesn't exist. Yes, it's including knowledge transfer from other ecosystem in Armenia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we have some good examples of that within the Armenian ecosystem already.
Within the Armenian ecosystem, you mean scientific or tech ecosystem?
The ones I know are tech.
Yes. Yeah. We have. Yes. Yeah. Successful but even
within,
cases.
Even within like the...
We are startups. We are not... we are startups, great startups, and you can name them if you want. But are you sure that these startups have the right working in a direction in order to tackle Armenians' problem?
No, I don't think any of them are.
The problem. Yeah. If you have startup, it's great, but we need companies, including startups, that working to resolve a problem that Armenia has other kinds, but Israel does within its ecosystem.
For its defense needs.
Yes, not only defense.
Everything in general.
Yes, exactly.
Because otherwise you risk becoming like a science service provider for the rest of the world instead of servicing your own needs.
And you have proxy targets like having publication with high impact journals. It shouldn't be the only target for your scientific ecosystem.
I'm trying to think of much larger, more developed countries like in the United States, for instance. Defense is the easy one to refer to, like for like the Defense Department, the CIA, and
NASA. NASA has institutions defense like part. That. Yes,
they know what they need, and they set that agenda.
Yes,
right?
National Science Foundation
and the NSF.
Set the agenda, create the right environment, policy, incentivize even the public sector to tackle the problems that we are interested in, and etc. and etc. But US is like a big country.
Right.
We can see such examples in small countries like Israel, Ireland, Taiwan, and other countries.
And again, in those countries, it comes from ministries, things of that nature.
In all countries, it doesn't matter small or big, the agenda sets the government. Mm-hmm. Yes. The policy making is the governmental responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of a non-defense agenda so that people can materialize this in their minds outside of security.
For example, America has this format called SBIR, STTR, Small Business Grant and Technology Transfer Programs. The grants are developed within business sector. They have agency responsible for developing this kind of grants, and they give it to public sector and say, this is the priorities I want you to tackle to create this service, to resolve this problem, and it's always covering the national needs of America.
Mm-hmm. I want to move on to a new initiative that you guys have coming later this year, which is Science Week. Tell us what that is.
As I already told you, for the past 4 years, Gitush has been engaged in science popularization. We created different programs, initiative, facilitated dialogue within the media and scientists, and all this experience and expertise help us to clearly understand what kind of program or project we need in order to address the problem that we see within our mandate from the science popularization perspective. And we study international experience as well. And during our research, we happened upon one project in England called British Science Week. Mm-hmm. And we understood that this is the right format and program to help us to achieve our goals in science popularization.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Great Britain has Science Week aimed at promoting science and technology at the nationwide level, covering various disciplines within the science, talking about science policy, and etc. And the more important part of it is that it's the right platform to tailor your message to various target audiences within your society. So when we studied the British Science Week, we found out that other countries also have Science Week. Australia has, Ireland has, we have Science Week in Berlin, not Germany, only Berlin, and other small and big countries. And we studied international experience. We created concept of Armenian Science Week, pitched it to the Ministry of Science, Education, Culture and Sport, and got their approval, and decided to host the first time in Armenia, Armenian Science Week. So this year, for the first time, Armenia is going to host Science Week from October 1st to 7th.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And where is it going to be?
That's the great part of it. Science Week is this comprehensive spectrum of events aimed at promoting science and technology at the national level. In October, we are going to facilitate and organize decentralized event all over Armenia. The theme of this year's Science Week is connecting science to society.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to have this decentralized event of all over Armenia, including kindergartens, schools, technology, and other business sector, art, universities, national research institutions, and etc. We are at the stage of developing concept for these targeting audiences I mentioned above. We need to develop concepts for kindergarten, for school, for students, for our business sector in order to host one of event within the umbrella of Science Week. Apart from this, we are going to have 6 days long science festival at Freedom Square. I can give you details about it. It's a developing stage. And we are going to have a small part conference within the WCAT.
Mm-hmm. Right, WCAT will be
Yeah, this year the title or the theme of WCAT also related to science and R&D.
Can you tell us more about that? It's the first
time
I'm
hearing about it. You should talk about it with Sarkis or from other person from UAT board.
Okay, fair enough. Lilith, final question. Might be one of the more interesting answers we get to this question that we ask every time and one of the harder ones to answer. In 5 years, what tangible step do you hope we will have taken in Armenia towards having a more science-backed society, let's put it that way?
5 years from now, I hope that we'll have well-developed or at least developing national research innovation system, but in a way that addresses our needs and help tackle our challenges. I hope that we finally will answer the question what we expect from science and from our R&D ecosystem. We will create the right linkage and collaboration in order to connect different components in national research innovation system, the government, the academia, and the industry. We will have more efficient grant system. I hope we will have other agencies apart from science committee that will give grants to not only scientists but our public sector in order to facilitate and develop our R&D ecosystem in the public sector. And I hope that we'll have more people engaged in science. I hope that we succeed in creating this institutionalized platform in order to popularize science and technology in a nationwide level.
We'll have you back on in 2029 to see how it went. Thank you, Lilith.
Thank you, Nazdajan.